This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Dankie julle, dis die oase gemeente en prys die Here. 8:37 on a Friday. Now you know here on this station and on this show, we love the Word of God and we've been getting into it in a big way this morning and we've been loving ourselves some amplified version. So I'm going to jump in here and read from the book of Ephesians chapter 2 from the Amplified. And He raised us up together with Him when we believed and He seated us with Him in the heavenly places because we are in Christ Jesus. And He did this so that in the ages to come He might clearly show the immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of His grace in His kindness towards us in Christ Jesus by providing for our redemption. Ooh, and here's one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. For it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment and given eternal life through faith. And this salvation is not of yourself, not through your own efforts, but it is the undeserved, gracious gift of God, not as a result of your works nor your attempts to keep the law, so that no one will be able to boast or take credit in any way for his salvation. That is a verse on which we can build our entire existence on this planet. And it gets me excited. And it excites, too, Rowena and Brendan Smith of Vision of Truth. Rowena and Brendan, good morning and welcome to Get Up and Go Breakfast.
Good morning, Bradley. It's an absolute privilege to be here this morning. I got so emotional now while you were reading. Yeah. At first, I thought, oh my word, how am I going to greet you now even?
Don't worry, I was kind of feeling it here on my side as well. Isn't it amazing that we can read something like this, that God's remarkable compassion and favor draws us to Christ, and that you can, as a ministry and as a, we don't want to call it a group, do we, Brendan and Rowena? You're definitely not a group. You're more like a movement.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Brad. Good morning, everyone. You know, Brad, that is such a powerful scripture. I mean, when you were reading and you said, we can only boast in Christ.
Yeah.
Because that is, if you just look at the grace and everything, that is the most important thing to always look at, that God's grace is all that we can boast in. And as you said, yes, we are a movement. We are blessed. We are so, as I was listening to you just speaking, when I said about getting emotional, I also get emotional because you realize this has been such a journey and an unknown journey to each and every one of us within the group and within the team. But one thing that we do can say today is that I was speaking to Rowena this morning. I said, we're so quick to look at the end product, but it's not about the end product that's so significant. It's about the process getting there. And I believe this last 6-7 months has been a journey with Christ and each and every one of us. But God shaping us into, I think, more and more into the image which He wants us to be one day. And I think that is an everyday journey.
Yeah. While you're still there, Brendan, this whole experience of Vision of Truth and now the music that we're going to listen to a little bit later on as well. This is not just for the sake of let's make nice music. This feels like it comes from a journey. This is very personal. Do you want to walk us through it in whatever you can share with us, what this journey has been like for you to this point?
Right, yeah. I wish we had a whole day to have this conversation. But just to put it into how can you put the Lord's work into a nutshell? But I'm going to try. So it started a couple of years ago. Myself and my wife, I think everyone can relate to it, but we went out through our own journey with Christ where our marriage was on the brink of calling it quits. And God has a way. And I remember that morning waking up and telling Rowena that we're going to go to church and go back to what the Lord has asked of us. And I believe in that moment, our faith saved us. And God restored our marriage. God restored our financial situation. Wow. God restored so much things within that. But then a couple of months after that, that was a stripping part. I believe God always strips you before He actually reveals Himself completely to you. And I remember that one evening having a prayer and time, speaking to the Lord and just saying thanks to Him for everything that He has done. And I think it was on the 12th of April, the morning, so 5:45, I had this vision, and God God literally like asked us to lay down our lives for him. And I woke up that morning, I told the arena, look, I don't know where we're gonna start, but I know we can start with Christ. I know that God has something in store for us. It's not gonna be easy. And the last 3 years, that has been our journey. That has been our journey with the Lord, each and everyone within the team. I woke up the other day, I said, yo, the team is almost 50 people, and you get anxious, and then you realize, but wasn't it by the grace of God? Like, was it not by the grace of God, which was two people in the house praying on a morning, not knowing? And now today God has blessed us with such a powerful team.
Yeah, that's amazing. Rowena, a restored marriage, a restored relationship, a marriage one, a friendship one, a restored journey of life.
Amen.
Is one thing, but to be able to also say, wow, together with a man, and yes, it was hard, but who prays and who trusts God and who looks to him for guidance. I mean, that must also build up strength and love inside of your heart as a wife as well, right?
No, definitely, Bradley. I think how the journey even started was so beautiful. And it speaks to, I think it's in Corinthians where it says the man is the head of the house, but Christ is the head of the man, and then the woman is the helper. That is how our journey actually unfolded. How the vision is called, it's a movement led by the Holy Spirit, showcasing God's grace through worship and testimony. First, we were saved through worship, and then our testimony followed. Now, the worship part comes in one morning when we went to church, and God just spoke to both of us through worship in that moment. But Brendan was actually the first one to give his heart to the Lord and just said, Lord, I'm giving everything over to you. And I was the more logical one, almost thinking, no, what is happening? This can't be. I was hesitant, and I saw his journey unfolding with Christ right in front of my eyes. And that was just to see someone literally change 360, become a new creation in Christ. And there was one evening where we were sitting in a restaurant, and I asked Brendan, how does it feel? And he asked me, well, how does what feel? I said, how does it feel? You are different now, but it's a beautiful different. And I wanted more of that. I wanted to have that as well. So he was indirectly leading his family to Christ without him even wondering. All he was doing is he was looking to Christ.
We open a self-help book, and there's a place for these kinds of things in the world, but we reminded, we can do it. We can change. All you have to do is think differently, be differently. Only God can redeem in this way. We can try our best, and we all have in our lives tried to get over this or stop that addiction or go there or restore. But only God can truly change us, where we can look back, Brendan, and we can say, how did that just happen? I couldn't have done that by myself. That's only grace. Only God can do that.
Yeah, that is so true. I always say, I was telling Arena the other day that when you say you give everything over, that word is so quick to come out. Like, I give everything. But it really costs you your life to do that. The word of the Lord says, by his stripes we are healed. And when you relate that to our own lives, it's like just knowing that we will go through the same suffering. We will go through everything that he went through. But one thing that we know is that God will heal us, and God will restore us, and God will love us and give us grace and mercy. But it's just surrendering completely to him. And it's still an everyday journey. I mean, sometimes we have three little small children, and sometimes they push you to the limit. But that's part of the journey. That's part of knowing that this is part of God shaping us into the image of him.
When people like yourselves and the movement that you've created, I mean, you've said how many people are there part of this group of Vision of Truth. Grace, and I've got the Amplified here in front of me again. For it is by grace that you've been saved. But it says here, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ. I mean, to be able to sit and look back and say, we had a passion for creating something, and now we've got 50 people. I mean, there's no limit that you can put on this, right, Rowena? There's nothing. You're not going to say we've got a maximum. You're just standing back and watching God do something.
Literally, like, we cannot take any credit for what God is busy doing. He is literally taking a group of individuals who before this weren't even aware of each other's existence and putting us together for his greater glory. And not one of us, we're seen as individuals with Christ, but together we are creating a unity for him to spread the gospel, to share Jesus who died on the cross for us.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And here we have a song called Grace Found Me from Voice of Truth. And it's all around what we've been speaking about this morning. It's a song about this incredible compassion and favor that draws us closer to Christ. And when we hear the song a bit later for our listeners, you're going to pick that up. Tell us a little bit about putting the song together, Brendan. I know Courtney DePrea is the vocalist here on this song, and she's got a beautiful voice. Tell us a little bit about the song.
Brad. So it was actually at one of our last movements we had in Stellenbosch on the 24th of August, if I remember correctly. I was sitting on the stage at the back, and we were busy praying. And one of the members within the team had a dream where the Lord said that no more covers. And I was like, oh, Lord, what do you mean no more covers? And he says, the Lord says he's going to give us an original song. And I get onto the stage, and I'm sitting behind the curtains, and just praying and speaking to the Lord. And then this melody starts, and this word starts, and I went home and I told Rowena the evening, I believe something happened this evening. And then, as weird as it is, I had a vision and a dream the one evening about the song. And normally I would wake up in the middle of the night and I'll write down everything. And I woke up and I said, Lord, I will write the song down tomorrow morning. I woke up the next morning, forgot everything. And I was like, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for taking for granted when you give us something. And I went into fast and praying again, and the Lord revealed it. And the Lord gave me an envelope and he said, give it to the team. And I remember when the song was done and was done writing. So to put it into perspective, Brad, the Lord literally gave those words within a week. I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a poet. I'm not anything, but God is everything. And when God put that words together, I remember I gave it to Marco, our MD. I said, Marco, here's the words. We will need to get together, myself, you, Lalani, and Jason. We need to believe that the Lord will give a melody. And when I mean God, the Lord literally gave a melody. We were sitting in this lounge TV area, and we had the words. We didn't know where to start. We didn't know what to do, but just knowing God's hand in it. I always said the Lord was the songwriter. The Lord was the one that composed the melody. The Lord was the one that put everything together. All that he wanted was a yes from someone. And God willing, the team was willing to walk that journey. And looking back now, 6 months later, we have this beautiful birth of Grace Found Me. And Grace certainly found us throughout this process, and we can give God all the glory and all the honor for entrusting us with something that he birthed.
Yeah, I'm just thinking here while you're talking so passionately about this, and we're going to play the song in a moment, but what a journey. Everybody listening to what Rowena and Brendan are sharing. He just said, here we are, God. We surrender. In the midst of difficulty, we want what's best. We want your best for us, for our marriage, for our family, for our ministry, for our faith. And what a journey. It's like I almost want to say, are you ready to you a vision of truth for what God has next for you? For you listening this morning, are you ready for what God has for you? Because God will provide, just like He has 50 people in Vision of Truth to be able, a voice of truth to be able. I'm getting my voice and vision all confused here. A vision of truth, pulling everything together. I mean, this is just such faith building for all of us listening here for what the Smiths are sharing this morning. So thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being so candid and open about it. We are inspired, we are blessed, and we're excited because God has a journey for us too. And who knows where He's going to take us? Because if he can take you to such great heights and do with you what he and through you what he needs to, he could really do great things through and for us too. Am I right?
You are so right, and that is why Grace Found Me is there. It's not for ourselves, it's for others to show that Grace found us, and so can it do the same for you. We are yet to experience God's grace in full abundance unless we know him. Like, he's there for us, even if we don't know him there. His hand is upon your life, just looking out for you, just waiting for that moment when you find him. But once you find him, you're going to experience his grace in abundance.
This is very exciting, but it isn't easy. It's just very exciting, and we have to wait patiently because God will do what he wants to
Amen.
do, but he will do it in his time. And you kind of get the feeling from what you've shared just as we close. Once he gets you
Yes,
going, you've got to run, right? Once he gets you going, you can't just now stand still. You've got to go with it.
no, we were listening to a video. We had a team building on Tuesday night, and the what stood out for me in the video was it says, if you're not moving towards God, you're moving further away. You're never ever standing still. So don't even think if you say, I'm just going to stay here. If you stay there, then you're going to move further away from him. So you always need to move closer. So this is but the starting point now. We know there is a lot more ahead of us, and it's not going to be an easy road. I think picking up your cross is never easy. Jesus died with wounds in his hands and feet. We can't expect to live a life anything less than that.
The voice of Rowena and Brendan Smith, a vision of truth to the Smiths this morning. Thank you so much for your time, for your passion. Thanks for sharing your story, and thanks for sharing your music with us. We hope this is just the start of more of those originals, Brendan. So thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brad. And thank you for everyone joining in. I just want to wish everyone well. Like you just said earlier, God has something in store for each and everyone. Doesn't make us any different from everyone else out there, but God has something in store for each and every one of us.
We love that. Thanks, Brendan. Thanks, Rowena.
Thank you so much, Bradley. Appreciate
Yeah,
it.
you're so welcome. Have yourselves a great day and a wonderful weekend. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much that this whole week long I could get you up and get you going, God willing. I'll do this again from Monday morning, 6 o'clock. Have a wonderful Friday. Have a blessed weekend. Enjoy your time at church. If you're enjoying sports, family time together, or whatever it is that you're doing, be safe and have a wonderful time. And remember, you and I are loved, not because we are good, but because God is good. Yeah, he has shown immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus by providing for our redemption. Playing us out on this Friday morning, here is Vision of Truth. Here's the song we've been chatting about, Grace Found Me. Take care. Bye-bye.
When you came and showed me grace, I was lost and my soul was broken. That's when you came and showed me grace. Your grace found me. You found me. You found me. Your grace alone. Your grace found me. You found me. You found me. Your grace alone. You restore me, restore me, your grace alone. You save me.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.